Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast on Friday, April 26th. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you to quantumhypno.co.uk, link below, for sponsoring this. And we're going to talk a little bit about shenanigans happening in the Irish small town of Newton. Oh, I just got the name right. Can we get the name right, David? Newton Kennedy. I think that's what it's called. Let me just bring up all the details I have here. Newton Mount Kennedy. So Irish village. It's in Leinster, sort of south of Dublin. You find this small community, small, pretty rural community. There's a difficulty, though, because this small rural community, they want to have, the Irish state, that is, wants to have a migrant centre essentially established in this village. And the local people aren't happy about it at all. So what we saw last night was basically there was a big conflict, and the Irish police / Gestapo moved in against the local people and beat 12 bells out of them in order to make sure that the people that they called, get this, international protection applicants. That's the name. The Irish government, they don't want to talk about, you know, illegal migrants. Oh, no. Or asylum seekers even. No, no. It's international protection applicants, right? International protection applicants. Apparently, international protection applicants are more important than Irish people in Ireland by the Irish government. And so this is pretty appalling what we witnessed, and there's plenty of video evidence of this clash that happened. And people are, you know, basically, as far as I can see, and I may not be right, but I think I am, I think people are basically, you know, sick of the heavy-handed policing and the imposition of these foreign migrants into their small rural community. They don't want them. They absolutely don't want them. Who can blame them? I mean, there's less than 3,000 people live in this community. Now, I live sometimes in a village very close to that level of population as well. Very small. These are very small communities. You know, if you bring in, you know, a significant number, maybe 100 or more of these, what they euphemistically call international protection applicants, Allahu Akbar, baby, then that's not going to lead to a good situation. But I think the thing that is probably most horrendous is that the, you know, the behavior of the guards. Now, there was a fire at a disused property in Newton Mount Kennedy. So there was a fire at a property which had been talked about as being possible accommodation for these illegal migrants or international protection applicants, as the Irish media euphemistically called them. So basically, they were trying to they were looking housing for 160 of these migrants. They wanted to whack these 160 down into this community at Newton Mount Kennedy. And the people of Newton Mount Kennedy said, no, sod it. We don't want this. And so one of the properties earmarked, oh, it went up in flames. I don't think it was much of a property, mind you. But this has been happening more and more around Ireland. Once the location of these establishments for putting up these illegal migrants is identified, there tends to be a fire there. Now, I'm not sure if there's a connection or not. Some people can draw their own conclusions. But as I say, I saw the behavior of the police and I thought, oh, that's really bad. Talk about heavy-handed policing. Yeah, you know, but I think it's because it's not just literally the fire at the potential accommodation that was causing the heated scene, but emotions are high between the Irish, a lot of the Irish people, especially in the more rural areas, and that which is being foisted upon them by their arch globalist government, because the Irish government are absolutely. I mean, they were always good little boys for the European Union, and now they're even better little boys for the New World Order and for the whole globalist agenda. And so they're transplant. I mean, you talk about the plantation of Ireland. That's what's been going on for some while now. And I'm not talking about that happened in the 1600s. I'm talking about that which happening in 2023, 2024, as the Irish government deliberately brings in large numbers of foreigners from the third world and then pretends that they're all fleeing. Oh, they're all fleeing asylum. Well, where did they come from? How did they get into Ireland? Did they walk across the Irish Sea? I wonder how they got there. Nonetheless, anyway, we have this terrible situation. And I did laugh at the Irish government saying, really, it's the fault of the Brits. And I thought, how is it the fault of the Brits that you've got this large migrant issue, Ireland? And the response is because all these migrants are coming from the north. Well, as someone who lives in the north of Ireland, I don't really believe that. I don't see that much evidence that there are huge numbers of people traveling through where I live to get down to the south of Ireland. I don't think that at all, actually. It may be small numbers. And if there is, isn't that a good reason to reinforce an iron border, a ring of steel border? Wouldn't you want that, Dublin government? Of course not. Their hypocrisy is all over the place. There's no logic to what they're doing. But certainly the people of, places like Newton, Mount Kennedy, have basically, as far as I can see, they've said, like, this is enough. You're not putting this, you're not putting this into our community. My problem is that, of course, the media will completely misrepresent this. As always, the protesters will be blamed as the bad guys, even though they just want to preserve their little village or their little town. That's all they're trying to do. And it seems to me that, there's more and more of people like this happening around Ireland. So is it a good thing? I think on balance, yeah, it probably is, that people rise up to try and protect their community before it's gone. Thanks for listening.